The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Guardian Radio Today is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Janae's Uniform Center, Printmasters, and Wendy's.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to Guardian Radio Today with your host, Kahunan Kusara, also known as Dr. Cleveland W. Aeneas III. It is a warm, did I mention warm? It is a warm Tuesday, the 5th of August, and we're here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're happy to have you here with us. I hope that everyone had a wonderful holiday weekend. Emancipation Day was celebrated yesterday, August Monday. I saw a lot of people on the beach. I saw, people enjoying themselves and you know, truly appreciating what the Bahamas is all about. I pray that's what it was for those of you within the earshot of this show today. Telephone lines today are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, of course, in the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Our Guardian Radio text line is being powered by BTC, and you can reach at 422-4796. That's 422-4796 for the text line. Of course, standard text rates do apply. We're also streaming on guardiantalkradio.com for those of you who may have to run out of your car and you got to still stay tuned to the station. If you got some Wi-Fi, some Wi-Fi, some data, you can stream with us on guardiantalkradio.com. Of course, we're also on Cable Bahamas channel 969 or BTC Flow channel 612, okay? Today's show is talking Junkanoo today. We're talking Junkanoo. Now, whatever else comes up, but that's the premise of today's show. And I think it's important that we have this conversation in light of some things going on in the Junkanoo community today. I want to state right now that I hold in no water for nobody. I ain't got no horse in the race. I love the Bahamas. I love Junkanoo. I love Africa. I love my ancestors. I love that we have an opportunity to have a premier cultural celebration of the Bahamas. And I want to have a discussion on it based on some things that are lingering psychologically, I feel. This is just my opinion. Yeah? What do I mean? Junkanoo as we know it, our loved cultural expression. While Junkanoo is now a cherished cultural celebration, I just ran through some generic definitions of Junkanoo and some realities that some people may not be aware of, right? But Junkanoo is now a cherished cultural celebration in the Bahamas. It's true that it was once viewed with negativity by some, so we didn't always love Junkanoo like we do today, particularly during the colonial era. Yes, this negativity of what a Junkanoo was, what a Junkanoo is, was seen as negative. Initially, it was a celebration among enslaved people during the Christmas holidays, and some colonial authorities and religious groups saw it as a disruptive and even dangerous practice. I want you to think about that. This beloved Junkanoo that we have right now wasn't always there. I wanna premise today that the celebration or the parade or the expression of Junkanoo has elevated, but I don't know if the outlook on the actual people who are producing this parade. I don't know if that's changed. I don't know. Like, they love, like the Junkanoo parade. We love that. But the people who are actually in the shocks, the people who are actually building drums, the people who are actually learning how to play these sousaphone and these wind instruments, the kunkalakas, you know, the people who burning themselves with glue gun, the people who going home with glitter every day, you know, the people who taking the ASU money in December or whenever they get the money and throwing it into Junkanoo and they ain't paying their light bill. The people who ain't having Christmas gifts for their churn because that money going into the costume. See, we got to address the reality of what we see when the lights turn on Boxing Day and New Year's Day. And then, of course, there are other parades like we just had yesterday, which we'll talk about as well. But I really want us to appreciate the fact that there is a culture, even within Junkanoo, that I don't really think, unless you're in Junkanoo, you just don't know. Right? And I on the fringes of that. I mean, I know enough people in that space to at least have one eye on it. You know, every so often I just dive in and feel it. I know people just do it every year. I can tell you right now, because it's rough. To keep the parade alive is rough. It ain't easy. You understand? And so this perception that we have of Junkanoo is, in one sense, it's a product of tourism. It's something that can bring the tourists in. It's something that we can about different celebrations. You hire a Junkanoo band and they come through and they play for a few minutes, however long you pay them to play for, and it's beautiful. And I see that as a way for Junkanooers to be able to make some money, right? Because at the end of the day, your culture, Dr. Marimba Ani talks about your culture being your immune system. Your culture is your immune system, okay? And Junkanoo is definitely more than just a parade. It's definitely more than just something that we can boast of. It is that, but it's more than that. So we had this colonial era perception, and I think some people may still have a colonial era perception. During the colonial period, Junkanoo was seen by some as a form of resistance and a disruption to social order. The celebrations with their music, costumes, and dancing were not always welcomed by the ruling class. A colonial era perception. Corruption carried through today. Is it something that people now who sit in the seats of our former colonists, do they still, in some instances, have that perception? I'm asking. I ain't casting no aspersions. But I'm asking, okay? There was also religious criticism. Because remember, Friday we talked about Emancipation Day. And though in 1834 we received this emancipation, the people who enslaved us, they left in place their churches. They left in place their education system. They left in place their political system. They left in place their language. They left in place their customs. They left in place their mores. They left in place what side of the road you drive on. I could go on and on. And not much has changed. So, even though Junkanoo is now more accepted in the church, or in some churches, there's still a criticism of our Africanness. And the fact that Junkanoo is coming out of that. Historical accounts show that Junkanoo was sometimes described with terms like truculent or aggressive. Now, we know there was a time in Junkanoo when, you know, it was war. You know what I'm saying? The two groups used to be coming, one coming up one side of the road, the next one coming up the next side of the road. And, you know, I ain't elect nobody. You know, people was getting elect. You know, it was rough. I remember Russia and most qualified. You know, my Junkanoo mummy, right? My mummy, let me start with my mummy first. My Lorinda, Anna, Aeneas, Caesar, Sanders now, right? But I remember mummy taking me to Junkanoo, and I remember, I'll never forget, is a costume that the Valley Boys had on Bay Street of Flamingos. I remember that costume so vividly. As a little boy, I remember looking up at that costume and just being wowed. Yeah? And then I remember my Junkanoo mummy, Ali and Nash Ferguson, carrying me and my god brothers, they might as well call them my brothers, Pa, known as Sakani, Gavin, known as Kaya, Tamara Cherubim. We got one picture in West Street. Baby was all pace up, getting ready to go hit bay. And I remember being in most qualified. And buddy, if you wasn't in line, I just could say this, touch you. Right, Gamer? They just is touch you. They know each other. They just is touch you just to make sure you stay alive. But Junkanoo, it was discipline. And it was nothing to be played with. And it still is nothing to be played with. You understand? There were periods where Junkanoo celebrations were banned or restricted, reflecting the negative perceptions of the event. However, over time, Junkanoo evolved from a marginalized celebration to a symbol of Bohemian identity and cultural pride. It is now a major tourist attraction and a source of national unity. Now, I read that particular piece of information. That's an AI-generated, you know, pulling from various sources, explanation of Junkanoo, right? But now I want to read from an article that the Tribune printed. And I'm just trying to just confirm the date. But this was by Kyle Campbell, all right? July 28th. 2025, if I'm reading the correct date, right? But this is the Tribune staff reporter Kyle Campbell, all right? The AG authority will take Junkanoo beyond bay is what the article is entitled, all right? And I just sat on the table right now so we could have a conversation. Attorney General Ryan Pinder has defended the Davis administration's proposed Junkanoo Authority Bill, calling it a necessary step toward formalizing the National Cultural Festival and expanding economic opportunities for Bohemian creatives. Remember now, the perception of some people is that Junkanoo as the parade is being uplifted. But my question is, are the people who producing the parade also being uplifted? I ain't casting no aspersions, I'm asking questions. Speaking at a recent press briefing, Mr. Pinder said the bill would be debated in the House of Assembly on August 6th and will establish an independent national Junkanoo authority with representatives from New Providence, Grand Bahama, and the Family Islands. He said the structure is based on models like Trinidad and Tobago's Carnival Commission and aims to make Junkanoo a year-round industry. We're looking at the same thing, he said. This Junkanoo Authority is to provide an independent framework to take Junkanoo further than Bay Street. So the perception could be, and I could be wrong, the perception could be that Junkanooers have taken Junkanoo as far as Junkanoo could go. And now the government needs to step in to take Junkanoo further than where John Canoers have taken John Canoe. That could be the perception. I could be wrong. But that's how you could read into this thing. All right? Mr. Bender said the bill complements recent changes to intellectual property law that give stronger legal protections to artists and performers, enabling them to benefit financially from their work. Now, that's a good thing. You want people to benefit from their work. But again, I want us to understand there is a culture in John Canoe already where groups are formalizing how people are being paid to build, to pace, to decorate, right? You have builders now who don't necessarily just build for one group. They just contract their services to the highest bidder or to whoever got money in hand. And you need one step down, costume bill, $5,000, and you're good to go. You need a lead piece built. These costumes cost plenty, plenty money. Okay? $20,000, $30,000. Big money. Okay? So, people are being paid, but, remember I started by saying, the people who paying for these things, sometimes they laid off. Sometimes they journey and getting Christmas gifts. You understand? It is rough. It's rough to get to be. You understand? The John Canoe community is paying their artisans to put forth a product. Yeah? Goes on. Reading from this Tribune article. All right? I'll go back to the paragraph above. Mr. Pender said the bill complements recent changes to intellectual property law that gives stronger legal protections to artists and performers, enabling them to benefit financially from their work. That's really what this is about, he said. To have the expertise and authority to do that. He denied that the government was trying to disempower existing groups like the John Canoe Corporation of New Providence, the JCNP. This isn't any attempt to pull any authority or to destroy any John Canoe Corporation, he said. What we have done is we have added the Grand Bahama John Canoe Corporation on the authority, and we're looking to create a family island John Canoe Corporation. Seems harmless enough, right? However, as I peruse the bill, and as far as I know, the bill hasn't been updated, so this is the most latest version of it. In the bill, underneath the section, interpretation, okay? Section 2, interpretation, when it talks about the JCNP, the John Canoe Corporation, New Providence Limited, or JCNP means the company incorporated and existing under the laws of the Bahamas, which organized and managed John Canoe parades, including junior John Canoe parades in New Providence before the commencement of this act. So you're talking about the JCNP in a past tense in this bill. Now, let's be clear. The JCNP is not some separate organization apart from the John Canoe groups. The JCNP are the member groups. Okay? The A division, the B division, the D, which is the individuals, exhibition, non-competitive, or what you call fun groups, right? The JCNP, anything you hear coming out of the JCNP, is what the JCNP for. Now, I'm no expert on the JCNP, but I know that much, okay? I know that the John Canoe community comprises the JCNP. You see, in 2004, as I made to understand it, 2004, the former Prime Minister, the Right Honorable Perry Gladstone Christie challenged the Junkanoo community to manage its own parades. 2004 is when this came about. And so it's been about 20 plus years, 21 years, that the Junkanoo community has been doing just that. And in doing that, it has been doing it through a lot of volunteerism. It's been doing it through a lot of just grit and grind to get the parade to Bay Street. Now, of course, this bill says, or this article rather, says that this isn't any attempt to pull any authority or to destroy any Junkanoo Corporation, he said. And who is the he? This is Attorney General Ryan Pinder. Okay? This isn't any attempt to pull any authority or to destroy any Junkanoo Corporation, he said. What we have done is we have added the Grand Bahama Junkanoo Corporation on the authority, and we're looking to create a family island Junkanoo Corporation. He said, I'll continue reading the article. He said, consultations would continue during Parliament's summer break and expects the bill to be among the first passed when sittings resume. The JCNP, which has managed New Providence's major Junkanoo parades since 2004, voted unanimously last Monday. So the groups within the JCNP voted unanimously, so I think there's one group that abstained. Okay, but everybody else voted unanimously last Monday to suspend all Junkanoo-related activities, including Emancipation Day events, practices, rushouts, and side parades until further notice. The JCNP said the decision followed a special meeting of leaders from registered A, B, and D division groups held in response to the introduction of the National Junkanoo Authority of the Bahamas Bill 2025. The proposed bill, the new National Junkanoo Authority, would consist of 15 members appointed by the minister. These include representatives from the JCNP, the National Junkanoo Committee, the Grand Bahama Junkanoo Corporation, the Family Island Junkanoo Corporation, various government agencies, cultural institutions, and one person deemed the most representative of persons involved in Junkanoo music. 10 additional members would serve in an ex officio capacity. All right, and that seems to be the end of the article. All right, so there's a lot being said and there's a lot not being said. Okay? These 15 members, I mean, when you read the bill, eventually it talks about pensions. It talks about, you know, these people are going to be paid, right? And so, where does that leave the Junkanoo community? I'm asking questions now. Will the Junkanoo community be paid the same way that these members, and there's the chairman of the JCNP that's also a part of this. All right, just want to make myself clear. So in one instance, as you read through the bill, right, it is saying that the JCNP means the company incorporated and existing under the laws of the Bahamas, which organize and manage Junkanoo parades, including junior Junkanoo parades in New Providence before the commencement of this act. So once this act come in place, then what? Right? Furthermore, the bill, when you talk about who controls the parade, okay, in section 4, letter N. Section 4 is the functions of the authority, okay? This is the authority being put together by the government. This is the bill. The functions of the authority, okay? To regulate, this is under letter N, as in Nancy, to regulate, coordinate, and conduct all junk canoe activities throughout the Bahamas held under the aegis of the government, and to assist in the conduct of junk canoe or junk canoe-related activities held with the minister's consent. It doesn't say in partnership, just says outright. That is what the functions of this new authority will be. And so, after me talking and trying to figure out, okay, I'm understanding that, okay, well, since we, you know, basically we adding a line item to the budget, then just pay the junk on us. You know, Dr. Nicolette Bethel did a study that talks about junk canoe costing roughly, what, $35 million to produce every year. That's the junk canoe people money. Now, the government, I think, may give about $2 million, you know, give some seed money. But the majority of the money coming out of the junk canoe pockets. Would it be such a bad thing for junk canoe to get paid? I mean, Carnival get paid. Now, the numbers on how much they get paid, I've heard all kinds of different numbers. I've seen written numbers. I've heard different numbers, but it's in the millions, right? I'm going to go to some texts and some calls. Let me make sure. Okay, I ain't got no calls right now. I got some texts popping up. I can go to some texts, but I wanna propose that junk canoe come under the Ministry of Tourism. And why would I propose that? In the bill, in the Section 4 again is the functions of the authority. All right, under letter K, it says to promote junk canoe as a unique national festival and cultural resource, cultural tourism asset. It's a cultural tourism asset. All right? Tourism got the biggest budget. But junk canoe is a part of the tourism budget and pay the junk canoes. Now, the junk canoes have their own internal audit system. I don't know why we still might have this colonial perception of who junk canoes are, but these are professionals. These same people running your country in many instances. All right? But if junk canoe is a cultural tourism asset, then I don't know if it need to be under Ministry of Youth and Sports. Is junk canoe a sport? I heard the show on Saturday. I forget the name of the show. Y'all forgive me, man. The 10-year senior show. And they was talking about, you know, whether or not junk canoe was a sport. But it's definitely a cultural tourism asset. Okay? According to this bill. And so, with the tourism numbers rising to record numbers every year, shouldn't be a problem paying junk canoes. If the numbers are saying that junk canoes are spending upwards of $35 million and they asking for $45 million to produce the parade, and that's a drop in the bucket, man. That's a drop in the bucket. Or we supposed to just continue to not pay our light bill, to take our ISU draw and put it to buying fetters. And that's a whole other conversation. I ain't getting into that today in terms of what we putting on these costumes. That's a whole other conversation. You understand? But I need to understand, do we perceive junk canoes the same way we perceive the parade. All right, I think we got a caller coming through right now, Kermit. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259. 242-300-5720 for the Family Islands. Of course, you can text us at 422-4796. Caller, welcome to Guardian Radio Today.
Well, it is second voice along you, brother Uncle.
Yes, namaste. Well, how are you doing?
Namaste. I'm holding, thank God. Going through a little something around here with these immature people.
I'm Raymond, they always messing with you, man.
I'm telling you, man, that ain't good. They want me to get in trouble.
Yeah, but that ain't
but
good.
I ain't gonna get in trouble.
Anyway, yeah. What's on your mind today, Berman?
When it comes to drunkenness, right? Drunkenness is a sport, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a culture yet because it was not established as a culture.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
I think drunkenness, we reached a place now. We was rushing too many years from I was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Right here in Mason's tradition, and you know how old I am.
Mm-hmm.
And we never got anything. We enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
But what happened is the politics crept in. And after the politics crept in, it seems like most people that's in authority, including in the drunkenness group, think that the drunkenness is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And they holding everything under their feet for what they desire.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't checking for anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it should be like that. Since they want to be nasty like that, the drunkenness should take pride in themselves. And if they those people that's in authority desires not to pay us, then we don't have to go on Bay Street. We could amuse ourselves right in the neighborhood among each other and still have fun.
Because
that's how we fight started as children.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the thing is, everybody making something off of drunkenness. The whole world is drunkenness and making some money. But when it comes to the drunkenness, the majority of drunkenness gets nothing.
Mm.
And it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
So we got to show them, well, since you want to be indecent with us, we don't need to go on Bay Street.
Mm.
It's a good exercise, of course.
Yeah.
But we could get our exercise by other means.
Yeah.
Or still practice in just in the neighborhood like we started.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they're joking. Everybody want to hop on board, as if as though they want to take us back in slavery.
Mm-hmm.
They want us to work for them so that they can make the money and we come soon with nothing in our pocket.
Mm.
They're jiving, man. Something needs to be done. You know, brother uncle, we have a, they said that we have a lot of men in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of people that's in authority, for the way they treat the people, they doesn't carry on like real men and women.
Mm.
They carry on like, you know, what's the word I want to use here? They just want to take advantage of the people because they think the people are stupid because they love drunkenness. They got to get away and get out of people's sight, face. This is joking. Until they get it straightened.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
I appreciate your sentiments.
Hey, brother, uncle.
Go ahead.
Give my love to the family, please. I wouldn't be out for a little while.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
Go,
I know.
You know, they're always picking my lock and coming in my house.
Man, leave your number. Leave your number with Kermit. Let me make sure I have your number. But leave it with Kermit, the producer, and I can call you after the show.
Okay.
All right.
Put him on.
Yeah, man. So, Grandma, just get his number, please.
Hey, much love. Give the family my love.
Yes, my brother. Thank you. So, that's the sentiments of a drunkenness. All right? Let's run to some text right quick. All right, so the carnival situation, right? Carnival, one text says, carnival participants were not paid. Carnival groups got seed funding. The carnival commission staff was paid by the government to run it year-round. Okay. Um, All right, I'll get back to that. I'll bother that text in the second text. All right. Let's see. I can be dead honest with y'all. If y'all asking me questions on this text that I can't answer, I'm answering the questions. All right. So if you want to waste your money and give it to BTC, you could keep texting in and waste your money. But I ain't getting now. All right. So one junkanoo has said, listen, man, we could stay in our neighborhood and we could rush. Now, mind you, I've been talking to people all weekend and just in my circle and just getting feedback from different people to get an appreciation of where people stand with regard to junkanoo and how this bill is ultimately affecting junkanoo. And there are some people who feel it's exactly the way Bremen feel in terms of saying, look, man, we is the show. We is the show, man. If you all can't figure out how to pay us, then y'all better go find another show or try to figure out what y'all can call it. Because junkanoo ain't junkanoo without junkanooers. You understand what I'm saying? At the end of the day, the concerns are many. The concerns are many. Monday, which was the Emancipation Holiday, the groups voted to not have the junkanoo parade in its normal iteration. It definitely hurt the vendors. Yeah, it's a domino effect. You understand? And I view this, for those people who watch sports and call, I come to you in a second. I view what the junkanoo community is doing to what you see happening around this time at certain football players when they say, "I holding out. If you ain't gonna pay me what I supposed to be paid, I holding out. I ain't coming to practice. I ain't playing till we renegotiate these terms." And this is what I see the junkanoo community doing. Let's run to the caller on Guardian Radio today. Caller, what say you?
Hey, what's happening, Uncle?
Hey, my brother, how you doing, man?
Man, I radio. I just baffled over the entirety of the situation. I'm a junkanooer.
Yeah.
I participate. And the way, Uncle, that is being handled, it's being handled by some people that are in authority.
Did we lose him? And 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, and of course in the family of violence, 242-300-5720. That's the same call or another call, I'm not sure, but let's put the caller through. Guardian Radio today. Caller, you're live. Okay, we lost that caller. All right, so call back in, caller. My question, because you started to say something, caller, you say this is being handled by some people. I will be clear on what you mean by that. I want you to finish your statement because you got caught off before you made the statement. But my understanding is that this is the being handled by the JCNP, and the JCNP is the junkanoo community, the groups that are participating in junkanoo are part of the JCMP, and they vote to determine how things are going to actually happen within junkanoo. Now, some people, I know I've talked to some people who say, well, junkanoo really, the JCMP really only handles, they say, the Boxing Day and the New Year's Parade, right? So let me read from the rules. They pull out. All right. Junkanoo Corporation, New Providence Limited, is responsible for the administration and operation of the annual Christmas, Boxing Day, and New Year's Day junkanoo parades in New Providence. Coming to you right now, caller. Then it goes on to say, for the purpose, this is in section 3 of the rules, for the purpose of the JCNP official rules, a junkanoo parade means A, the annual New Providence Christmas Boxing Day Junkanoo Parade, or B, the annual New Providence New Year's Day Junkanoo Parade, or C, any other Junkanoo Parade held in New Providence that the JCNP membership has determined will be governed, managed by the JCNP official rules. So the JCNP ain't only responsible for those for the two major parades, but any other Junkanoo Providence that the JCNP membership has determined will be governed, managed by the JCNP official rules. Let's run back to the phone lines. Caller, you're on Guardian Radio today.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, okay, you're back. Good, good, good.
You can hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my brother.
Yeah, okay. I'm a Junkanoo fan. I don't know if I will watch it.
Yeah.
And I think, did we let this get out of hand? Depends on, and I believe now, I could be wrong, who the individual involved in it. You meet a group with a name already, the Wally Boys.
Mm.
And I think what you should have done, find yourself another name or come close to another name.
Mm.
And then you would carry a crew. I know I recall a group pull off, one family pull off from the Saxons, eh?
Yep, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So why this group, you know, they met those guys with the name. Why they won't carry the name with them?
Mm-hmm.
You see, that ain't right.
Yeah.
And all of that only stem in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is causing all the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You won't pull away. All you do, give yourself a name, the Pull Away Boys or whatever. And I'm serious. And you may think it is too. If that person was, that fellow was not who he is, this would have been over with a long time.
Yeah.
You know? So we got to, let's bury the hatchet. You won't pull away, give yourself a new name. And you come out there, other groups have done it. And, you know, let it be.
Yeah.
You know, that ain't gonna take nothing away. You know, everybody know, well, you're the Saxons, like I say. So, come on.
Yeah.
All this thing running on, they say, who got power and who's this and that.
Yeah.
But I first time calling, I listen to you. I used to guys talk about the Bible and things, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I listen to you with that. You'd be very interesting in that.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyhow, I think that could have been fought a long time. It depends just who was involved in it.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
So, Carla, before you go, when you say, okay, you still with us?
Yeah, go ahead.
When you think that the crux of this matter is what is going on with the Valley Boys. That's what you're saying. That's what you feel.
Yeah, what's going on with the Valley Boys. That's the crop. Because from the beginning, the minister say, oh, he never say, the JCN said they recognize the new crew as the Valley Boys. And then the minister say, oh, no, we could give this money. And that was his problem started right there.
Mm.
You know, the minister should encourage them, man, listen, y'all pull away, let's get a new name.
Mm.
I think he should have gone that route and then all this nonsense, but who's running it? Because let me say this last thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anything government being controlled off, it don't be well controlled.
Wow.
And I scared of that. Government got their business right now. We got legal immigrant and doing all about here. They can't get that right.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway.
Yeah. I appreciate the call. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. In the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Let's run back to the text. Excellent talk show, Brother Anku. The Bahamian people do not celebrate Carnival Festival. We are Junkanooers in the Bahamas and around the globe. The Bahamian people are strong and resilient. Therefore, we must fight for justice and we shall win Bahamas. Sila. All right. Thank you very much for that text. Thanks, Brother Kermit. All right. We got another phone call. All right, let's jump back to the phone lines here on Guardian Radio today. Caller, you're live.
Yeah, Uncle, sorry about that. Chief Stinking Goose, can I got disconnected?
All right. You
see that the my boy who just called style.
You are on a light bait, motto.
Yeah. I was using wake up and talk about that boy throwing up cable and things.
Yeah.
But see, this is where the perception goes wrong.
Right.
See, we must learn to take our heads out of the side and call it for what it is.
Yeah.
The intentions of the treble faction of the Valley Boys was never to form their own group.
Okay.
It was never. The start of this thing was we wanted elections. That was what we were vying for. And after the Bryan faction realized what was about to take place in elections was going to possibly overthrow them. They rejected. They call us the breakaway group. But if you was the breakaway group, how come all of the only original four living founding members of the Valley Boys are with the Trevor faction? That is Perry Christie, Rosie Cadet, Whitey, and George Calavis, one of the first comers. How did I get to be to the second Valley Boys? That is where it's wrong. They have to take what they want, get gala, and they just run with it. That was not the inception. All people are looking for the election now, the JCNP. I'm glad you read what you read in reference to the JCNP. Another misconception. The JCNP is only a private management company. They're like, nah. They can't never own the airport because the airport belongs to the Bahamian people. They all know because it belongs to the individual Bahamian people and groups. But they have this conception that because they are an autonomous little private company, nobody, the courts, the government, nobody can say nothing to them.
Hold on. Let's examine the point. So the JCNP, correct me if I'm wrong, right? The member groups, the groups that go into Bay Street, don't they vote within the JCNP to determine what's going to happen?
Yes, they have a collection of votes. But the last thing that they did, it doesn't mean that you vote on something because you understand what you voted on. So, and like you say,
so you mean what they did to you get you yeah. get hold on. You mean to tell me we have Junkanoo representatives voting on things they don't understand? That's what you're saying?
I totally agree with you, and I get Kenny Black, but let me qualify why I said that.
Okay.
You read something a while ago, Fox of the Day. I remember Fox of the Day from when I was a baby.
Yeah.
We used to go and get a Junkanoo. So that ain't their startup. And the people that benefited from Fox of the Day was the community that went to the event from around other communities. It had nothing to do with no JCNP or no other groups like that. The community. Now, the Junkanoo was being misled by somebody, a smart talker, telling them, if you're going to them day, we could do this deal, we could do that deal, not clearly thinking it through.
So you're saying the people who represent the groups, they ill-equipped to understand what they
exactly.
vote on.
Exactly. They ill-equipped.
So why I don't stand other representatives who know what's going on?
The Junkanoo would have never said, I could fire myself if I go to that parade. You see what they did? They actually cut their own nose off to spoil their own thing.
So the groups right now, you're saying these individual groups are upset with the people who voted for them?
They should be upset with themselves. That is why and there was no groups that abstained. It was too, the Prodigal Sons was not there.
Okay.
And the Body Boys abstained.
Okay.
So it was two.
Okay.
And then there were five or six B groups that wasn't present either.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's the way it's being handled, it's a personal thing. The community effort in those groups are groups that are made up in the communities, and the community should benefit at all costs. The JCNP has no jurisdiction over a community group. It has none. And what happened in Boxer should have never happened.
So the Junkanoo groups that did not participate yesterday in the parade, like they normally would, they are being held hostage by the JCNP. That's what you're saying?
They're being held hostage by them because they say, without thinking of it, if we go out there, we can excommunicate you from this ourselves from the JCNP. That is very stupid, very dumb.
So you
half baked.
So okay.
You can cut off your nose.
I with you. I'm asking the question because I gotta make it make sense, right?
It gotta make sense.
Yeah. And we can get to it on the next side of the break. You finish what you're saying, or you want to hold?
No, you can ask me any question you want in reference to Junkanoo. I can answer you.
We about to head to a break. All right, we got to do news. All right, and then I do have another caller that I got to get to as well. All right.
Okay, I can let that caller in, and then
you can call back. Yeah, man. Thank you all so much, Guardian Radio Today. 96.9 FM. I am your host, Kahun Ankusa Ra. We talking John Canoe. We talking national pride. We talking money. Stay tuned.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch today's uniform centers. Buy four, get one free sale. Pre-monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy four school shirts, get one free. Buy two skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back-to-school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back-to-school special. Restrictions apply. Tell them.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way that you do? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Hungry for a deal that hits the spot and your wallet? Then stop by Wendy's and grab our $15.95 meal deal for two. Choose two of your favorite entrees, a Dave's single, spicy chicken, or a 10-piece nugget, your fries, and 16-ounce drinks. All for just $15.95. At Wendy's, we're always serving quality food at a great price. Available for a limited time.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Audio today with your host, Kahun Ankusa Ra. We're talking John Canoe today. We're talking, more than just the parade, but some of the realities facing the John Canoe community, facing the government, as a new bill is being proposed. There's a lot of talk about the JCNP and what that stands for and how it votes, et cetera, et cetera. But we're going to run to the phone lines before we jump back into our texts. Let's just run to this first caller here, please, producer. Caller, you are live on Guardian Radio today.
Good afternoon, Ankun. Good afternoon, Bahamas.
Good afternoon.
I've been holding it an inordinate period of time, but I want to make my point, okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I listened to you, and you talk now. You know, you just had the Foxhill Day celebration yesterday.
Yes, sir.
And very quickly, some quarters are now blaming John Canoe. Imagine that now. John Canoe.
Now, who?
That has nothing to do with the crime.
Yeah.
Because we know
who did that. Who blamed John Canoe? Who blamed John Canoe?
Who blamed John Canoe?
Yeah, for the poor turnout.
I've seen it all over social media.
Okay, okay. I just wanted to be clear.
In an interview, I heard a vendor speaking about it too.
Okay, go ahead. I just wanted to be clear.
But they're now blaming John Canoe. It has nothing to do with the crime. It has nothing to do with the high prices that they normally charge. It has nothing to do with people having a shift in their finances.
Yeah.
It's just John Canoe.
Yeah.
I don't buy it. Now, Anku.
Yes.
How much money the government spent on Bahamas John Canoe Carnival?
That's
you have an idea? I know millions, but how much you would say? 30 million? 40 million?
I've heard those estimates. I haven't seen it in writing. But
it's a ton of money they spent on John Canoe Carnival, which I always describe, I always as them enjoying, just to enjoy the carnal lust of the flesh.
Yeah.
At taxpayers' expense.
Right.
That was our money that they invested into Bahamas John Canoe Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. While John Canoe over the years have gotten pittance.
Right.
Yeah, they get seed money. But when you look at
that's a joke compared to what going into the John Canoe Parade. Yeah.
You were saying something?
No, no, I was agreeing with you. I was saying that's a joke compared to the seed money is a joke compared to what Junkanoo is spending
on Bahamas Junkanoo Carnival.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing some research on Junkanoo. I know back in the early 1800s, Junkanoo was described as a public nuisance.
Wow.
I don't know whether or not that has changed, but according I haven't heard any government officials pronouncing that they have moved away from it. But even though when you do the research on it, the government over the years have decided to tie it into our tourist experience, you know, or cultural experience. But the bottom line is Junkanoo has always been treated like a stepchild.
Yeah.
I'm a Bahamian.
Yeah.
I'm a Bahamian.
And let me just
and I don't want
let me share something with you from the Tribune, a Tribune editor to the Tribune article. It uses this figure of $30 million. Yeah.
For
Carnival.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
$30 million on Bahamas Junkanoo Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know whether or not the museum that they had built.
And then another number, hold on, and then another number was $10 million. So I only letting you know what the numbers say. Some say $10 million
right.
yearly, and someone say $30 million. But go ahead.
But I think combined it's about $30 million, right? And Carnival, where's Carnival today?
Yeah.
Junkanoo is still here.
Mm.
Now the government now have shifted their focus. Now they remember Junkanoo, now they want to control it.
Mm.
You know, when you read the bill, it will take some powers away from the JCNP.
Mm.
It will. And
but
then
they talk about the JCNP in the past tense.
But JCNP is not the problem.
Yeah, I agree.
And I hear I am hearing some Junkanoo saying that the JCNP is the problem.
Mm.
It's not the problem, but then the JCNP and their representative got to learn how to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm not going to take no blame for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But their protests really should have been over the years. For the kind of taxpayers' money that was being pumped into Bahamas Junkanoo Carnival.
Mm.
But some of those Junkanoo leaders became gullible and they went after that money also.
Mm.
They abandoned Junkanoo and they went to this so-called lucre. And here we are now grappling with Junkanoo. The government now, see, the government doesn't own Junkanoo.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be clear on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know who owns Junkanoo?
Who?
Uncle?
Ooh.
The Junkanooers own Junkanoo.
Yeah.
Those who sacrifice in the shack, those who invest their money, those who rush, those who the culture over the years, as you could see, they're the ones who own Junkanoo. And the government doesn't own it. The Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture needed to tone it down a bit.
Mm.
He should have toned it down because if the Junkanooers right now decide, if they were to come together like they did in the 1958 general strike, and they say, no Junkanoo until we get it together, what can the government do?
Listen, that's where we are today, you know. You realize that?
You know, they can't do nothing, but then you're going to find some persons who, like the Dalton Thomas, they're going to go after this quick money now and not stick together as one. If Junkanooers can stick together as one, they can get what is needed
listen,
to preserve the culture.
That is the crux of the matter. That's what I feel is the crux of the matter. Junkanooers,
you know,
have to stick together.
They will get a museum to preserve it for tourists and generations yet unborn.
Yeah.
They will get the proper, let's forget about calling this thing seed money. Let's call it funding. They will get the proper funding that they would need, and perhaps some of them will even be paid.
Yeah.
You know, but as it stands now, I don't know about anybody who is being paid except they're doing some private function, you know, pertaining to Junkanoo,
and
they're making a few dollars.
Yeah,
but Junkanoo right now is our major league festival in the Bahamas.
Yeah. I got a couple more callers. So wrap it up. I got a couple more callers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, all I'm going to say is I would like to see the Junkanooers support the JCNP. And so, Junkanoo is a generation's yet unborn. If the government touch it, it's only going to go to waste.
Amen. I appreciate your call, man. 323-622-32-325-4316, 325-4259. Let's get to the next caller, producer. Caller, you're on Guardian Radio today. You're live.
Hey,
turn your radio down.
Yeah, I had to listen to Donna here.
Okay.
Let me first introduce myself.
Sure.
I'm Mike Foster.
Okay, yes, sir.
I'm a 45-year member of the Valley Boys.
Yes,
the first thing I want to do is to call out a conscience about we should go form our own group.
Mm-hmm.
We're not a break-off group.
Yes.
We are members of the Valley Boys who have been pushing from 2004 for this group to hold elections.
Mm-hmm.
And through our late leader, straight to Brian Adley and up to the date, they refuse to hold elections.
Yeah.
We've done everything in the world.
Yes.
To cause a fair and democratic construction of our, reconstruction of our group.
Mm-hmm.
This thing got into the public domain, got involved in our internal dispute,
mm-hmm.
and decided to take sides.
Mm.
Now, the caller made mention, said none of this would have happened if that one group and that one person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell that caller, I said, stop being a coward. Trevor Davis is not responsible for what has happened in the Valley Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Myself and 52 other members who have served 45 years in this group, we are responding change, accountability, mm-hmm. transparency.
Yes.
Millions of dollars over the years have escaped through the Valley Boys' hands, and we don't know where it gone.
Mm. Wow.
Okay, so that caller, y'all need to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
It was an internal matter.
Yeah.
That ended up in court.
Mm-hmm.
I want to draw a parallel for you.
Sure.
If, in fact, my brother and I and our family, let's say, call my name, Foster.
Yeah.
We have a dispute.
Mm-hmm.
One of us walks away from the family. Do I change my name?
No.
No, I don't change my name. Unless I'm so embarrassed, I'll change my name to something else.
Yeah.
That's not the case here.
Mm-hmm.
They're dealing with the core members of the Valley Boys who are demanding change, and a very small handful of people who refuse to call an election. One of them actually saying that Gus Cooper named him chairman for life. Mm-hmm. And the other one screaming out, the family will not be pleased because he thinks he owns the group.
Wow.
Well, the court decided that ain't the case.
Right.
So let's set that one aside for the first place, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Davis came along, and some of the younger people in the group asked him to run for chairman.
Mm.
Us older fellas sat back and said, you know something? Let them have their
system. Right.
And all the thing about Bright Brave, and he's the brother of the... Let me tell you something. The government got into this whole dispute last November,
mm-hmm.
when the JCMP made a declaration that they're shutting down the jungle group, quote-unquote, if
mm-hmm.
this other faction, they calling us a faction,
mm-hmm.
was allowed to rush.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the government said, wait a minute now.
Yeah.
You have Bama, Atlantis, all of the tour companies haven't made serious bookings of people coming into this country, and you got a group talk about it, you're threatening the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, personally, that's when government started to pay attention to this matter. Has nothing to do with the Trevor Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to talk about the JCMP.
Yes.
First of all, the JCMP from 2012, they're coming forward, they formed an incorporation, and they were given the charge of running the parades on Bay Street.
Mm-hmm.
Since that time, they've become so authoritative, they're telling you who could come on the parade and who can't.
You mean as far as groups?
Okay,
or
and then mm-hmm. another caller called and talked about being blackmailed, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You go in the room, if you don't agree with them, they suspend you, and then you can't rush. Ask the Prodigal Sons, ask the music makers if they have any voting power in their meetings now. Because the JCMP decided, in their own rules, that those two groups were to be suspended from participation.
Mm.
Y'all have no idea what's going on in the JCMP.
Mm.
No idea. It's dictatorial. It is blackmailing.
Mm.
I support the bill. And I'll tell you why I support the bill. Because
mm-hmm.
the bill brings order
mm.
to this thing we call Junkanoo.
Mm-hmm.
The bill probably brings more money from the international organizations that wish to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ask any of the, at any time, the JCMP, have they held the groups accountable for money they received from government over the years? To say the government is trying to take over? The government been running this thing from the beginning.
No,
from the beginning.
As I understand it,
they pay for the light. They mm-hmm. pay for the bleachers. They pay for the security. They pay for the cleanup of Bay Street.
Mm-hmm.
So how's government taking over when they've been carrying the expense?
You feel-
Another thing is about this $35 so-called million dollars that Junkanoo's...
Right.
No. Let me tell you something. You could find one Junkanoo person who decorates his costume at a cost of $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
And one other guy will spend $600
mm-hmm.
or less than that. The investment into your costume has been the individual itself.
Mm-hmm.
And now you want to be paid for it? So you could go spend $1 million if you want to be paid for it? No, it's a contribution to the culture.
So you don't think Junkanoo should be paid?
Actually the people involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
You
don't think Junkanoo should be paid?
I'm a little hot.
I'm letting you get your steam off.
I let you
go
say
ahead.
Something. My apologies.
No worries, man. No, I know. See, I think that this whole situation is definitely much bigger than the Valley Boys. I think, like you said, it's an internal matter. I keep the Valley Boys in my prayer. I pray that you all could get a resolution and get the Valley Boys together again. That's my prayer. You understand? I don't think that needs to be a public issue at all. My question to you, though, was you don't feel like the Junkanoo should be paid. That's what you're saying.
Listen, I believe that in this authority bill, with the promise of additional money being given, the groups that participate in the bill technically will be paid an allowance from the government, etc. It doesn't stop them from seeking other financial support outside of that.
Mm.
But I think Junkanoo groups need to be accountable for the money given to them by government.
Definitely.
Now, if the authority is going to increase the funding, as somebody said, not seed money, the funding, I support the bill in that regard. But Junkanoo groups have to be accountable to wherever they receive, whether it be from the public purse or from the private sphere, where we went and registered the group, etc., and became a non-profit organization, okay?
Mm-hmm.
None of the Junkanoo groups up to that point were, but they are now.
Mm-hmm.
They are now,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because in order to legally receive money, whether it be private or public, you have to be accountable to monies received
right.
as a non-profit group.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be a profit group, then you need to go register as something else,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So so this thing about being paid and all this kind of stuff, host, I think it's kind of ridiculous to examine it that way.
Mm.
Because the bottom line at the end of the day, the investment from government, the private, and the individual collects to $35 million.
Mm.
So this thing about being paid, remember this is something you could choose to do or not to do.
Right.
If you think Junkanoo has become too expensive for your taste, then go rush Scrap Gang or whatever the case may be.
Mm.
But the bottom line is you can't deprive that Scrap Gang or that fun group from participating in the national culture. That's my point.
I gotcha. I appreciate you, Claire, making sure we know exactly what's going on with the Valley Boys and giving your opinion on the bill. I definitely appreciate it. We got to run to some more calls. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Let's run to the next caller, please, producer. Caller, you're live here on Guardian Radio today. Caller going once. All right, let's jump to the next caller. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today. All right, I see calls coming in and out, but let me just make sure we ain't having a technical difficulty. Okay, we good. All right, caller, you're live here on Guardian Radio today.
Hey, good afternoon, Guardian Radio. How you do, sir?
I'm great, man. Thanks for calling.
That gentleman that was on just now, he must be a teacher.
Mm.
That is the best I've heard somebody describe what's going on with this JCMP fiasco.
Mm.
This JCMP thing, I don't know if they are out to destroy Junkanoo.
See, let me ask you this, right? Because I'm an outsider. I'm looking in, right? I mean, I was Rush, but I into the politics of Junkanoo like that, right? If the JCNP is comprised of the member groups, I'm a little confused with how the JCNP is then being characterized as an entity that is trying to stop Junkanoo. And we had a caller say the Junkanoo is trying to stop themselves. So,
but that's all it is, because the Junkanoos make up the JCNP.
Right. So that's why I'm confused with all
but
of this.
What the gentleman said just now about the music makers and Prodigal Sons. I never knew that before. That is a voice that...
Right. And I don't know if that's true. Know, that was his...
They're going to label them as a senior group.
Mm-hmm.
They should have somebody sitting at the table.
Right.
If they're not going to be labeled as a Junkanoo group, then the Loudon become a big tree as a Junkanoo group.
Right.
That they want to come just to have fun or something that's a different. You know, nobody can stop nobody from coming on Bay Street. Once you acting oddly, you know, nobody can tell you, you can't rush. You and five or you and 10 of your friends can't go.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to say too.
Go ahead.
All of that big thing they had up in Fox said last night, but this poison can't rush, that poison can't rush. I hear they're now advertising a big rush out tonight by St. Agnes Church.
Oh, really? That was on social media?
All over. It was on a particular radio station and on.
Wow.
For one gentleman. So
remember the agreement was that for fundraisers and memorials they could rush.
Yeah, but okay, so now last night. Night before last up in everybody rush as one group.
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna do now? Tell everybody go on a line and let everybody pass the desk and give them a beer? Or give them a soda?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Let's be real with it.
Yeah. But
you know, this JCMP thing, they need to mind you, in everything in life, you should have organization. You should have an organization. Mm-hmm. You should have rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
But come on, you can't have a rule for you. You Russian, and a rule for me. I Russian. The two of us doing the same thing. But we get two different rules.
So that's how you feel. That's how you feel it's playing out.
Yeah, because some people can do the stand that Genesis took. Say, man, hell with them. We rush it with our banner. We go with our name. That is the stand. A group like the what they call themselves, the world famous Wally Boys, and the Shell Sox and Superstar. That's the kind of stand they should have taken.
Yeah, but see,
being the two oldest senior groups in the country.
But they vote not to go out there with
and
the banner.
And they vote not to go. Well, what kind of foolishness that is? That's contradicting right there. But something ain't right with that right there.
Genesis vote not to go without the banner too, you know. You know that though.
Genesis?
Yeah.
But Genesis gone with their name.
Well, I don't
you're
know.
You're talking with freedom? Be free. And then when you go with an alias name, you can't call your own name and you're supposed to be free?
Yeah. Well, let me come back from the break. I want to get through the callers, and then I want to explain some things.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you. We got to run to a break here on Guardian Radio today. We're talking Junkanoo. We're talking some Junkanoo politics. We're not going to get through this today. I can guarantee you that. There are so many different prongs and so many different elements that there's no way we'll get through it in one day. But I do think we're getting some clarity on some things. I want to make sure that we understand who the JCNP is. I want to, point some things out with the bill. But at the end of the day, we got to figure out how the Junkanoos are going to benefit from Junkanoo. That's ultimately what I want to talk about today. We're going to be back after this break. Keep it locked.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio Today with your host, Kahuna Nkusara. We got a lot of texts coming through. I got some people on the phone lines. Let me just go through some of these texts before I jump back to the phone lines. Good afternoon, Uncle. Wasn't there two colors, Junkanoo groups at one point? One spelled C-O-L-O-U-R-S and the other C-O-L-O-R-S. So why can't they do a similar name change for the Valley Boys? If there were two colors, there could be two. The callers kind of explained that they're not trying to separate from the Valley Boys. That's an internal matter that I pray the Valley Boys get through as quickly as possible. Good day. Government has no business in our culture. Wow. Good day. Government has no business in our culture, and they are going to run Junkanoo like everything else. They have their hands in it to the ground. Okay, Dexter. Let's see. All right. Uncle, you need to stop letting these people with political agenda spread nonsense on this radio. The government stopped sponsoring Junkanoo Carnival from 2018. Only thing government sponsors in Carnival now is security cleaning the streets. All right. They say one of the callers have a political agenda. You might only get hot, blah, blah, blah. All right. So if that's the case, okay, thank you for informing us that the government stop giving them money from 2018. Privatize. Who did the go for Junkanoo Carnival? Majority of the money went to the Junkanoo's. All right, so a lot of these texts, and this is why it's so important that there is transparency. This is why they talk about freedom of information. This is why we talk about making sure that information is transparent. And you don't have to be guessing. You don't have to be wondering. You don't have to be gossiping, right? And that's what happens a lot. And this is why I think to this day we don't know the crux of the matter with this whole bill, right? And I'm gonna give my 2 cents on it after we deal with the callers, right? But let's run back to the phone lines here on Guardian Radio Today. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Caller, you're live here on Guardian Radio Today.
Yes. Bless him, Uncle.
Bless him, brother.
Yeah, I love the last text, because that's exactly what is going on here. But in all of this, I'm very ignorant. You know, I'm a professional Junkanoo. Listen, I love the music.
Yeah.
It makes my heart palpitate the excitement. I love it. I'm a behemoth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing is, Uncle, and listening to all the callers, I mean, Cleaver, I actually was like what Cleaver was saying, and so I juxtaposed it with freedom of information.
Yeah.
So because we have Freedom of Information Act being the audible day proliferating all over, we will continue to have the chattering class, right? Which is a very contemptuous remark by a very, very pompous, unethical human being, right?
Mm.
And so I like how Cleaver highlighted the fact that the money spent on Carnival, the figures.
Yeah.
So with freedom of information, we'll know just that.
Yeah.
Maybe because a lot of people in the hierarchy are sorted, right?
Mm.
Maybe they like to, they just like Carnival over Junkanoo, right? our Junkanoo is nothing without the female choreography. Nothing without it.
Mm.
And so,
that's the bad you like.
yeah, I value them. Make me, you know what I mean?
I with you,
but
bro.
What I'm saying is, I'm vexed because the lack of freedom of the information as relates to, well, you call the figures on the Carnival.
Mm.
Let me look at what the government called seed money they given to the Junkanoo groups.
Yeah.
If they would just concentrate on Junkanoo, what Cleaver did for me highlighted the political imbecility as it relates to Junkanoo.
Mm.
Some of these ideas being put forward by the government, they are nothing new. Monetizing the costumes, having a Junkanoo museum on the port there, et cetera, et cetera. But I might be incorrect. I thought I heard that the JCNP, members of the JCNP, would be scummies about this.
Yeah, they have a seat.
That's what I heard.
They have a seat. But the chairman has a seat.
No, but it should be monitor. But if not, it can't just be one person. Yeah. The JCNP, there shouldn't be an entity without the JCNP. Now, as far as the totalitarianism that they display, and I don't like it. Mm. And then what is vexed for me is, you know, I have children, I'm spending money here and there, I pay a VAT. So, you know, what you mean the government? The taxpayers. I don't like short-minded Negroes who always deify men. The people's money. You know, we pay a VAT here and there. Come on. Yeah. What government? The people's money. I'm not hearing anything about the people. We love Junkunoo. I'm not into all the theatrics.
Yes.
That's a new word.
Polytheatrics. I love it.
Let's have the Junkunoo. Let's get it together.
Yes.
It's the people's money. You know, government. Give thanks.
Yeah, my brother. Let's run to the next caller, producer. The lines are lit up here on Guardian Radio today. Caller, you are live here on Guardian Radio today.
Yeah, Uncle. Chief Stinking Goat Skin again.
Yes, sir.
All the callers paid positive card.
What a day. Chief what?
Chief Stinking Goat Skin.
I love it. Go ahead.
But I think Mike Foster did the cleanup bat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't say it much better than him because one of my friends thought.
Yeah, no, he did. He did an excellent job.
He must have gin and coconut water today because he's right up. He's right on point.
That's what it straightened me up, eh? That's tightened me up.
Yeah, that tightened me up. So I take it off the Foster today. Julian was right on point.
Mm-hmm.
Even 52 to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go with the legalese of it now. Let's clean it up legally.
Go ahead.
Okay, the black and white.
Yeah.
The JCNP has been in operation for some 21 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
That was had by the then Prime Minister, Perry Gladstone Christie, helping them to formulate such an entity,
mm-hmm.
which means you had to go through government, you had to get your business license, you had to do that.
Yeah.
That's just the legal part of it now.
Mm.
The original contract that they had with the Ministry of Youth, because the Ministry of Youth and the NJCs was running Junkunoo for umpteen years by itself.
Mm-hmm.
They just give them that little contract to alleviate the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
The original contract in Section 4 of that agreement between the Ministry of Youth and the JCMP says that the JCMP is just a collection agency.
Mm-hmm.
You still there, Uncle?
I with you.
They're a collection agency. They're charged with collecting the applications for the different Junkunoo groups. And once the groups meet a requirement, then that information is passed on for final selection to the minister and the NJC.
Okay,
that has nothing to do with the JCMP.
So you saying this is in the contract that
this
between
the last contract,
okay.
The written contract that they had.
Mm-hmm.
I had it on my phone, but I lost it because I was sharing it around.
Okay.
The JCMP is just a collection agency. This group, this band of misfits, have gone rogue. They make all the rules themselves.
See, hold on now. Hold on. See, this is where I get confused. The JCNP is not a separate entity from the Junkunoo groups.
No, they are not. But the JCNP management team. See, the JCNP.
The parade management team? You mean just
the. But there is something called a management team like that. Which is private.
So the Junkunoo. So this has my understanding, right? If you are in Junkunoo, you're actually participating. Then you now have a parade management team that comes on to manage the team, because if you are the Junkunoos, you can't manage the parade and be in the parade.
Exactly.
So that's where the parade management team comes in. Uh-huh.
The management team is like not. They just manage us on behalf of the Bahamian people.
For those,
that is what they do. That's why you read it earlier that says they are charged with the management of Boxing Day and New Year's Day, and that's it.
No, I didn't. That ain't all I say.
What else you say?
I said, and I'm going to read it again, and adding to what you said, any other Junkunoo parade held in New Providence that the JCNP membership has determined will be governed or managed by the JCNP official rules.
Okay, fine. You talk about independence and this and that, and them on the side parades and stuff. But we talk about the main parades.
Yeah,
they're basically charged with cleaning that up. And the Junkunoo group signed on to assist them with managing the parades.
Mm.
That's the crux of that matter.
Mm.
But they have taken that and gone all to all kind of corner and UPR rush, and I can hold the government hostage and all kind of things and stuff like that. But all somebody got to do with this all is look at the black and white.
Mm.
Just look at the black and white.
All right,
and all of this was good.
You calling, man?
No problem.
323-622-3254-316-325-4259. Caller, you are live on Guardian Radio today.
Good afternoon, Uncle Seattle Johnson. Just want to give you some numbers.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
2015, 11.3 million. 2016, 8.1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And 2017, a little over 5 million, not counting other expenses.
Just for Carnival.
For Carnival, right.
All right.
Not counting other expenses. So you are at about $25 million.
That's yes. collectively. Mm-hmm.
No, that's before other expenses.
Oh, okay.
Other funding, other expenses. That's just the raw cash.
Wow.
Okay. So, but when you talk about the problem we have is this, right? And I tell you, it's about money solves all issue. I think you and I mentioned
that's
that.
And that's it right
and
now.
And the problem is that we are still arguing 20th century concepts in a 21st century world, even of economics.
Mm-hmm.
The government may be onto something, but they're like, for me, government has always been like the blind man looking for a dime in the corner of a dark room. And so the problem is that for me, my last assessment at John Canoe for a concept of digitization, it's another word, because I'm just using the word digitization, put John Canoe at a value of $300 million.
$300 million
and an annuity and an impact of about $70 million per year.
Wow.
And so, and that is because we haven't really amped up the sponsoring and the true sponsoring and brand partnerships from a global perspective.
Global, yes.
Basically, beginning to take ownership of the cultural IP that's available from a global and even from a metaverse. Understand this. When I first came home, before the word metaverse, and I can show audio and other things of this, I used the word metaverse and multiverse, leading all the way back to a talk show with Jeffrey Lloyd in the early 2000s. And when you look, and that was before Meta and the rest of changed their name of what was possible. But the tourism uplift of John Canoe properly constructed, and in fact, when you begin to move it across all of the cultural aspects as Carnival and Rake and Scrape and everything, it exceeds $1 billion. And that's
it.
Talking about establishing an annuity.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people think that's $1 billion is a lot of money.
Right.
But it's basically 1,000 people who understand the value of John Canoe and puts $1 million each.
Yeah.
And if you break it down, that annuity with even a return of 10%, basically, depending on how you're doing it, you could provide $100 million in funding. What if you only have 5% return? So there's ways for us to exploit its value, but we can't look at it from the rearview mirror. We have to look at the front rearview mirror from global brand recognition, cultural preservation, a decentralized governance, all so many different things, but it's like being trapped in this cave. And I'm ending this. There's many of us in this country who have left the cave and understand that the shadows on the wall is not real. But the problem is that when we come back to the cave to tell the people that the trees actually have colors and animals are real, the leaders in the cave tell the people, see why we tell you don't leave the cave to go into the sunlight? Because you come back and see like C. Allen Johnson. Thank you so much.
Love the analogy. Listen, this conversation is so important. We talk about natural resources in our country. John Canoe is definitely one of our natural resources. And what we don't want is for, you know, they talk about people steal your glory or thief your glory from right underneath your nose. We ain't want that. I got some more things to say, but we're going to run to this break. I got a couple more calls. The texts are blowing up. I'm going to try to get to everybody as best I can. We'll be right back here on Guardian Radio today.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is set. Affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Is your business ready for the next big step? More inventory? New equipment? A larger space? At Fidelity, we offer commercial loans tailored to suit your business's needs. Inquire today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio today with your host Kahun Anku Sarah, talking Junkanoo, talking Junkanoo politics, talking the Junkanoo bill. There's no way we're going to get through this conversation today, but we are putting some things on the table. I have a texter here that is concerned about the voting process within the JCNP, the special call meetings, whereby the people who are the representatives of the groups are not able to go back and share what it is that is being proposed before they vote, right? I'm putting it on the table. It's something that, you know, the Junkanoo community probably needs to discuss. I don't know exactly why the process is the way it is or if that's exactly what it is. But I think this concern of whether or not the voting process is fair or not maybe needs to be put on the table. I'm not aware of the full process in terms of how everything. I've talked to people and I have a fair understanding. I don't feel like the JCMP personally is trying to undermine Junkanoo in any way. Because to me, that just makes no sense that Junkanoo would be trying to undermine Junkanoo. However, I do understand that they are a vision for Junkanoo that is bigger than just Bay Street. C. Allen Johnson just mentioned this global reach. And there have other people who have talked to me about the global reach of Junkanoo. You know, stakeholders that want to be a part of the parade, that want to fund the groups. Outside of the government, you understand? Outside of the government. And the concern is that that's not being allowed to happen. All right? So there's a lot going on here. There's a lot going on here. But let's run to the phone lines again. Caller, you are live on Guardian Radio today.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
As a Junkanoo, yes. My major concern is this.
Mm-hmm.
The government, by the use of the NJC, is responsible for developing the Junkanoo culture
mm-hmm.
throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
In my years, I have not seen much development by the government on any family island outside of persons from New Providence going and participating in this parade. It's not through the use of the government. Mm. It's through individual members paying their money to go and participate or persons paying them to come.
Yeah.
The government has given the JCNP the right to manage presently two parades, Auctioneer and New Year's Day parade.
Mm.
There is 363 other days in the year that the government can use to develop Junkanoo right here in the property.
Mm.
They had Junkanoo in June. What happened to that? You have Gumbe. What happened to that? Why do you need to take the two parades that the Junkanooers, like myself, have developed over the years to take control of, to run your project, your ideas. Why can't you, who is responsible for developing John Canoe, create or use other days to develop culture? Go back to John Canoe in June.
Mm-hmm.
All this money you want to pump in, you can now say, I could pay each group $500,000 to come and rush John Canoe in June.
Mm-hmm.
I could pay you all this money to come and rush Gombe. You understand? Like last year, I understand they offered the groups a small amount of money to come and participate in Gombe.
Mm-hmm.
That was an issue because they still believe John Canoe should get chicken feed.
Yeah.
You understand? So my concern is, why do they need to take over New Providence?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sorry, Boston and New Year's Day Parade to develop John Canoe.
Mm-hmm. When they already have it under their purview to develop the Outer Islands, and that isn't being done as is right now. That's what you're saying?
Correct. Yeah. Why am I put on a national parade?
Mm-hmm.
The government solicits sponsors from major corporations.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I put on a national parade?
Mm-hmm. Outside of these two major parades, put on a national parade.
Put on a national parade.
Show what you could do. Show what you could do.
And show what you have been doing over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Developing each island.
Mm. Good points.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. In the Family of Islands, you can call in toll free 242-300-5720. Let's run to the next caller.
Hi. Good day.
Good day. How are you doing?
I'll be good.
Good. You have a radio voice.
Yeah. Huh?
You have a radio voice. It's a beautiful voice.
Listen. I am shocked, okay? Because as a child,
mm-hmm.
I'm shocked as to where this whole thing with John Canoe has come.
Mm-hmm.
Where persons are using, it's all about economics, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a child from the 60s, 70s,
mm-hmm.
when John Canoe was John Canoe.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
All this money thing and all of this, listen, in your politics,
mm-hmm.
this is about money.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Take it out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Take this foolishness out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
John Canoe is a culture.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It was handed down to us. It needs to stay like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if y'all will have a different show, whatever, on the Sports Center or wherever y'all want it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You mean the government?
Pardon?
You mean the government, if I'll let them do a different show. That's what you're saying.
Well, listen, whoever.
Right.
No, it's a lot of factions behind that. Though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right? A lot of personal factions behind it.
Yeah.
All right? But have John Canoe on Bay Street for people who want to go there. Don't charge me to go stand up on Bay Street. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I feel you.
I remember as a child back in the 70s and 60s. And by the way, my daddy was one of the founders of the Saxon group.
Who's your daddy?
Okay, and I even ain't going into that.
All right.
All right, you could just go downtown.
Yeah.
Stand up.
Yes.
Watch it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I remember the only thing you had to worry about economically is now what you can put on because it's a little cool.
Yeah.
And you put on your nice, your little sweater.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And your little, I remember.
Got to run to some other calls. I do appreciate you commenting on today's show,
okay.
though. Thank you so much. Let's run to the next caller, producer. Caller, you are live on Guardian Radio today.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Good afternoon, producer. Hey, totally enjoying the conversation.
Yes.
I just want to opine on just one quick point here.
Sure.
One of the callers previously mentioned that we have not, or the Bahamas government, in fact, successive governments, have not gone far enough to really, when they talk about promote the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Especially through our cultural component, John Canoe.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us believe that they still haven't. Gone far enough. And maybe, too, you could attribute it to the various John Canoe groups as well.
Mm-hmm.
With blood, sweat, and tears that these John Canoe was going to the shacks from January straight up to December
mm-hmm.
to build their costumes
mm-hmm.
and create these wonderful mm-hmm. renditions of what they're doing. And at the end of the day, at the end of the John Canoe season, the many pieces are strewn about the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I would look at someone in the government, perhaps, even the groups themselves, perhaps, reaching out across international lines to sell their wares.
Yeah,
you know, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm.
Some of that has started. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Some of that has started.
And yet, there is no single government who has gone out there. Like I said, perhaps they're saying the individual junk new groups, that's their responsibility.
Mm.
But no one has come up with a concept where instead of just taking the hundreds of thousands of dollars that they've spent on these costumes to really find a market to sell these things around the world,
mm-hmm.
not just the United States,
mm-hmm.
but around the world. That's the dollars that have been spent. So some of this money could be returned back to the coffers of these individual junk groups. Where's the forward thinking of mm-hmm. our people?
Yeah.
Our government, in closing, is supposed to be the entity
mm-hmm.
to push such things
right.
Forward into the world domain. But there's no conversation about this at all. I just hate to see
it's not
the
people
all about the streets
yeah.
after the parade.
I would
when
too.
This is monies that can be easily made
yes.
if we market these things properly.
Well,
that's all I have to say.
Thank you so much. That's our time today. I do apologize for not getting to. I told you we wouldn't get through this conversation today. But thank you for texters. Thank you, callers. Listen, we as Junkanoo, we as Junkanooers, we as the Bahamas, we need to figure out how to make sure that Junkanoo is rewarding us as much as Junkanoo is rewarding the world. Okay? The Junkanooers right now, they holding out. They're saying if we can't get paid, then we don't need to rush. I can't say I disagree with it. I know it's a hard stance to take right now, but we got to see Junkanoo from a monetary perspective because it takes money to take it to Bay Street. So you can't talk about not having money involved in terms of people getting paid because how are people getting paid off for it? But that's our time today. I'm sure we'll continue this conversation at another time. Thank you for listening to Guardian Radio today. And keep it locked here on 96.9 for the rest of the day as we have more of the fresh news, smart talk all day. Namaste, family.
Guardian Radio today is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Janae's Uniform Center, Printmasters, and Wendy's. We'll be right back.